Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 29th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple has taken group FaceTime offline after a bug was discovered that lets users call anybody using FaceTime and then hear the audio from the recipient's phone before the recipient has either accepted or even rejected the incoming call. Apple says the issue will be addressed in a software update later this week. The bug is believed to affect any pair of iOS devices running iOS 12.1 or later. 9 to 5 Mac claims to have replicated the problem with an iPhone calling a Mac as well, and says if a user presses the power button from the lock screen, the recipient's video is also sent. U.S. prosecutors have filed criminal charges against Huawei, alleging it stole trade secrets from T-Mobile and committed bank fraud by violating sanctions against doing business with Iran. The 13-count indictment filed in New York claims that both Huawei, two affiliated companies, and chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou engaged in bank and wire fraud and conspiracy in connection with business in Iran. Additional charges filed in Washington state accused the company of stealing trade secrets from T-Mobile and offering bonuses to employees who did so as well. In a statement, Huawei said, quote, "The company denies that it or its subsidiary or affiliate have committed any of the asserted violations of U.S. law set forth in each of the indictments, is not aware of any wrongdoing by Ms. Meng, and believes that the U.S. courts will ultimately reach the same conclusion." Israeli publication Calculist reports that Samsung has agreed to acquire Tel Aviv-based smartphone camera company Core Photonics in a deal worth $155 million, according to sources. Samsung was previously a heavy investor in Core Photonics, which was founded in 2012 and currently develops dual camera technologies designed to improve the performance of smartphone cameras. Back in 2017, Core Photonics sued Apple for patent infringement of this technology, alleging that Apple adapted its patented dual aperture camera technology for mobile devices into the iPhone 7 Plus and iPhone 8 Plus without Core Photonics' authorization. China's NetEase has acquired a minority stake in Quantic Dream, a gaming studio known largely for PlayStation exclusives like Heavy Rain and Detroit Become Human. NetEase says that Quantic Dream will continue to operate independently post-deal. U.S. District Judge Lucy Koh in San Jose, California, has rejected Yahoo's proposed settlement with millions of people whose email addresses and other personal information were stolen in the largest data breach in history, such as not offering information such as how many victims could expect to recover. Yahoo's proposed settlement illustrated a $50 million payout, plus 2 years of free credit monitoring for about 200 million people in the United States and Israel, adding up to 1 billion accounts. CNBC reports Amazon is launching a new marketplace focused on Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, and is asking sellers to move to Amazon over Souq, that's S-O-U-Q.com, which Amazon bought for $580 million back in 2017. Sources say that Amazon has been reaching out to large third-party sellers in North America about this Middle Eastern expansion. Facebook and Nick Clegg, its head of global affairs, are accused by Brussels of taking a, quote, patchy, opaque, and self-selecting approach to tackling disinformation. Facebook was one of several companies in this description applied by the EU Commissioner Sir Julian King. On Tuesday, the commission published first reports submitted by Google, Firefox's Mozilla, Facebook, and Twitter on their adherence to the voluntary code of practice that all companies signed back in October. The code says all companies are obliged to disrupt revenue for accounts and websites that misrepresent information, clamp down on fake accounts and bots, give prominence to reliable sources of news, and improve the transparency of funding of political advertising. And finally, mattress company Casper announced a new connected gadget called Glow, a smartphone-controlled bedside light. The Glow operates on battery power, also charges using a wireless base station that sits next to the bed. The Glow is now available on Casper's website for $89, that's one unit, or $169 for a pair. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.